Now I'm playing this song for a reason.
Okay.
Okay. I'm playing it for a reason. Because this is one of those songs that sticks in your head once you hear it.
Oh, yeah.
So people are going to be going, that no good, lousy, rotten. Because now there's a group of people that have heard. They're going to be doing this all afternoon. No. Used to be that way with Bippity Boppity Boop and me. Watch Cinderella, I'd leave the room, man, before it came on. Because I knew if I heard it, I'd be singing it the rest of the day. Or all night long, or whatever. So, anyway, you're welcome.
Thank you.
For that little bit of... Somebody said, that's not the Muppet Show version. I said, nope. Then we played the Muppet Show version this morning. Now, I like that one better. That's the original. So, and it's got a really catchy title to it. Manamana.
Yeah.
Some Italian guy, Pietro, whatever, Nemanimani or whatever. I don't know. All right, so do you want to hear the latest in the chapter in the saga of Roger?
Sure.
Remember yesterday, chipped a tooth,
mm-hmm.
had to go get emergency surgery, has no power, right?
Yes.
So he calls today, wants to get a generator. Okay. Closest generator is Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Oh, boy.
Road trip. So Roger is on the road. As an electrician is wiring his house for sound, so to speak. We were joking, you know, what's going to happen is by the time he gets it done, you know, the power will be
there. Yeah, it will.
But where he lives, probably not. I know where he lives, and there's a big, huge wire down, and it's going to take a while to get it back up. So
okay.
Anyway, so he made the road trip to pick up the generator. He's coming back, and he'll have it all hooked up. So he should be here tomorrow. Now, I'm knocking on wood because you never know.
You never
Something
know.
Else could happen. So you got to put up with Michael and me again, which is okay, because now we actually got a roster. Yesterday we were kind of flying by the seat of our pants, and I'm thinking, oh, okay, I got to do a show. No, you know. So today,
oh my!
But today we have a roster. We actually have topics. It's way cool, and they're pretty cool topics too. So, and there's one topic we're not going to talk about, and I'll tell you off the air which one it is. Okay. But in the meantime, 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. And for those of you who like to text and send us messages that way, please do so at 80373. And we'll hook you right up, baby. I'll tell you. We'll see. We might. I was trying to rummage around to see if I could find out who hid the movie tickets. And then I forgot it was me. You know, it's pretty bad when you can't remember where you put things. So we may have some movie passes to give away this afternoon to Delivery Man, which is Vince Vaughn. Where he finds out he's got like 500-some kids. It starts Thursday.
Yeah, that looks really
Celebration
funny.
Celebration Cinema. So, yeah. So, anyway, we have lots of fun planned. Michael and I are going to have a good time. And whatnot. So we probably ought to start the show. Oh, I have a special announcement about a dinner that's going to be put on tomorrow for all those who have lost power and maybe want a hot meal and a warm place to hang out for a while. So we'll talk about that after we do the opening of the show.
All right.
I recorded that a couple years ago at El Sol Elementary.
That was awesome.
Whole class, everybody, whole school, everyone. It was good. Good kids. Kelly Alvarez, principal. Everybody over there is so nice. I used to sub over there all the time, too. A lot of fun. It's a bilingual, so they would teach me Spanish, and I would teach them English. So I'm pretty sure they were teaching me bad words.
You know. Oh, why not?
Third graders and fourth graders are third graders and fourth graders. I mean, come on. Kindergartners were a stitch. You know, for being a secondary education trained teacher, teaching little kids is hilarious, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But first graders ask more questions than anybody. They found out that I worked on a radio station. Suddenly we went from let's read to let's ask Mr. M all these questions. So we did question time, and then we got our work done. They were very good. One nice thing about elementary school, they get recess too.
Yeah, that's
so
always
nice.
So
does the teacher. Whew, recess is fun, but I forgot how much work it is. crap, those kids can run.
Man, oh, I remember I could.
Run me nuts. It was crazy. Was fun. But it's fun. All right, so what I want to let you know is Redder OVFW Post 1527 is putting on a dinner tomorrow from 6 to 7 for all those who have lost power, like a hot meal and a warm place to hang out for a few hours. The dinner is meat. I may go to this now. I've still got power. This is cool. Meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and gravy with coleslaw and dessert, and the cost is just $6, and they're breaking even on it, so they're not making any money at all. And you can feel free to stay for the live band at 7:30 for only $5 if you want to. Now, it's at 1920 East Kilgore Service Road. It's next to Country Inn and Suites. Just look for the VFW sign. I believe there's a big tank in the yard, too. That could be your first clue.
Can't miss that.
Yeah. Yeah, big tank. Big tank. But they're nice people. Very nice people out there. So it's Red Arrow VFW Post 1527. So stop on out. Dinner tomorrow, Wednesday, from 6 to 7. Meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and gravy, coleslaw, dessert, just $6. And it'll give you a place to hang out and keep warm and talk to some friends and all that rot. So thanks for letting us know, and we'll keep pushing along to let people know what's going on. All right, so now, if I can't have a flying car, Michael, this is the next best thing. I like this. This is cool. Michigan could become the latest state to allow testing of self-driving of cars on public roads if the state house approves legislation already approved by the Senate. Do you know what a self-driving car is?
It drives on its own.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So you don't have to do anything.
You could take a nap.
I'm hip. Now that in itself would be wonderful, just to take a nap. I can't even imagine the technology that goes into this thing.
Yeah.
All right, talk for a second, will you? I got to move this thing.
Yeah, that car must have some really good technology.
Yeah. Now, apparently California, Florida, and Nevada already allow self-driving vehicle research on the state streets and highways. Here's the thing. This is why it's important that people know this. Because in order to test it, they're going to have to drive it on the roads that you're on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, according to the rules, a driver would be required to be in the driver's seat at all times during testing to take over in case of an emergency. Okay? They would use an M license plate for automated vehicles. Upfitters of automated vehicles such as Google would be permitted to test vehicles along with manufacturers. Pretty cool. I'm digging this. So what would happen is if you had an autonomous driving vehicle, you would sit in the passenger seat and the car would drive itself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like this. I'm liking
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I like this too.
I'm seriously liking this. Yeah, that nap is in my future. I'm telling you. So you have to say, for instance, you have to make a long distance trip, and you got to turn around and come back, and you're tired, and 5 hour energy is just not going to make it. So you get in your driverless car, and it goes off on its own, and you take a nap. The University of Michigan said by 2021, Ann Arbor could become the first U.S. city with a shared fleet of networked driverless vehicles. That's the goal of the Mobility Transformation Center, which is a cross-campus U of M initiative that involves government and industry. Ann Arbor has been home to a 15-month-long ongoing study of 3,000 vehicles linked to one another and a test of technology to see if connected cars can help each other avoid crashes. That's the other part of this. It takes some of the human element out. Now, the one thing that it doesn't take in for consideration, and I think, and they probably will, obviously, but that Michigan has such varied weather and climate conditions that how is an automated car going to fly in, no pun intended, in the ice and snow and things like that? And I'm sure that's something they're going to work on. But the U.S. Congress is holding hearings today on autonomous vehicles and growing interest among automakers. They heard from GM and Nissan executives along with MDOT. The U.S. House Transportation Committee's panel on highways and transit will examine the, quote, potential impacts of the technology on the transportation network and federal policies that may be necessary for their integration into the infrastructure system. What that is long congressese for we're going to see if these things will play well with others. That's what they want to know. So, by the way, in October, Regents at University of Michigan approved plans for a driverless car testing environment near the North Campus. It's beyond 30 acres and will simulate a dynamic cityscape where researchers can test how the vehicles perform in complex urban settings, which would be like akin to having that sucker drive up and down Kalamazoo with one-way streets and all the turns and stops and everything like that. So isn't technology wonderful? I'm telling you, this is really cool. We always joke about the flying cars, but this is really cool. Now, what the bills are going to do when the State House Commerce Committee takes them up, the testing would be permitted, and it would limit the liability of auto suppliers and manufacturers of vehicles that are modified for testing. What that basically means is if it goes crazy on you, that their liability is a little bit limited. I mean, other than, you know, obviously we have no fault in Michigan. It doesn't matter if you get plowed into by a truck or if somebody slides out of control and hits you, or, you know, if a drunk driver hits you or whatever. There's just, you know, it's no fault. But this could be fun. I'm telling you. I'd volunteer to sit in the driver's seat and let it drive me. I'd like that. That would be fun. You look pensive there.
Well, yeah, there was a guy that just I got off the phone with, and he said, what if, like, you were, like, in the seat, you know, and it was driving on its own, and someone were to, you know, hack into it and possibly take control of it?
That's a very good comment.
And you know, it takes you somewhere where you don't want to go.
I'm hip. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's always that chance that you're going to get hacked into.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard the rumor that hackers could actually hack into your car's computer.
Yes, I've heard,
you know,
that, too.
And mess them up. You know, and, you know, that being the case, just don't do it while I'm driving. I mess up my computer, mess it up while sitting in the parking lot, you know. Then if it doesn't start, oh, well, I don't go to work. Yeah, that is true. I know, and you can't make anything hack-proof.
That's, yeah.
Because as soon as you build the better, what is it, mousetrap, the mice get smarter. So, yeah, that is true. That's, you know, that is a possibility. But it's still kind of cool
to think.
That you could have cars running around loose, literally, that do not have the driver. And the technology's just got to be incredible.
Yeah, because it's got to be able to apply the brakes when you're getting close to a car. It's got to know when to go around a curve, you know, when you're approaching a stoplight.
Judge for weather and climate conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, seriously, that's wow. So it's got to have radar in it.
Yeah, it must.
You know, sonar, radar, whatever it is. That is too cool. I'll volunteer. I'll sit in the driver's seat. This would be fun. Because when the flying car comes along, baby, I'm there. I'm telling you. I am there. So maybe we ought to try to volunteer for this. What do you think?
All right, let's do it.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we ought to find out where we can volunteer. That would be fun. That would be fun. All right, so coming up. 10 things that I bet you didn't know about Duck Dynasty, the show.
I don't know anything about it.
Well, there you
it.
Go. You're going to learn. It's my favorite reality show. Seriously. Duck Dynasty. The Robertsons. 10 things I bet you didn't know about the Robertsons. That's coming up next. It's Michael. It's Jim. It's the Trifecta. 590 WKZO. Every time I hear this song, I think of Slapshot. It's a great movie.
Yes, I've seen it.
Go see it. Don't have your children around.
No.
They brought their toys with them. You know, it's good stuff. All right, 325 590 WKZO. It is Michael. It is Jim. It's the Trifecta. And on this Tuesday afternoon, the 19th of November, 2013. You don't watch? You've never seen Duck Dynasty?
Never have.
Oh, man, you got to watch it. It's fun. Serious fun. The Robertson Clan. Yes, the self-proclaimed rednecks of the A&E Smash, they're everywhere. They've got a new Christmas album that's out. 9.6 million people tuned into their season finale in April. But there's still some things you may not know about them, about Phil and Miss Kay and Uncle Cy and Jace and Willie and Jep and their wives and everything. Jace, Willie, and Jep actually have a fourth brother, Al. He's the oldest, and he might actually make an appearance in the upcoming fourth season. Miss Kay's favorite meal is to make fried frogs. A lot of frogs down there. And apparently there are two ways to cook them, neither of which I really want to try. Thank you very much. Jace recommends soaking them in lemon juice first. Miss Kay says you can fry them or saute them in butter to make them extra delicious. That's good. You just keep right on doing it.
Yeah, I don't want any.
Phil Robertson recently ran into his old football friend Terry Bradshaw at the airport when the two men attended Louisiana Tech University Phil Robertson played first-string quarterback ahead of Bradshaw.
Oh, wow.
And he actually had a career in the NFL that was all planned out, but he wanted to hunt and fish instead. Contrary to popular belief, the tea that Uncle Cy always drinks is unsweetened. Now, I knew that, sort of. Did you know Uncle Cy is married?
No, I didn't.
You never see his wife either at all. So, the Duck Dynasty clan appeared in the Wagon Wheel music video from Darius Rucker. That was a remake of the popular Old Crow Medicine song. I would recommend you look that up on YouTube. Old Crow Medicine Show. It's a pretty good video. Although, not around your children. Man, it's not around your children. Stuff's getting long. Jace, Willie, and Jeff's wives actually do love their husband's beards and prefer them to the preppy look they used to have. Okay. In addition, this is what happens when you get money. You get to do silly things. Okay. In addition to his huge truck that's seen on the show, Willie drives a camouflage BMW. Yeah. Miss K, now I can vouch for this one. Miss K is not the only Miss in the family. Everyone calls the women on the show by their first names and adds Miss. It's the proper Southern thing to do. And it is. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The Duck Commander warehouse actually has a store in it. Now, that I did not know.
Huh.
I mean, I saw the place where they played basketball and when they were doing some other stuff. And, you know, the area, you know, in front. But I guess people travel from all over the... For all over to see the Robertsons, and sometimes hundreds of people are lined up outside at a time. Kind of reminds me of the pawn shop in Vegas with the family.
Yeah.
That does that thing, Pawn Stars
pawn
or whatever
stars,
it is.
Yeah.
There's almost always a line there. Seriously. The family claims to know which state is having spring break based on all the license plates in the parking lot. And Uncle Cy's favorite way to eat Dove is with cream cheese, jalapenos, and wrapped in bacon, which is probably another Miss K specialty. I'm surprised you can taste the Dove.
Yeah,
you
know? With all of that stuff on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no kidding. They have a Christmas album out, by the way, which is really cool. Now, there's a couple reasons I like this show. Number one, they don't sugarcoat it. You know, there are things that are said that are not hurtful necessarily, but they're funny. You know? Like the time that Willie and a couple of the other guys, I think, not Mountain Man, but I wish I could remember his name. They all went out. They took the father's boat out, and it sank in the water. And the father was adamant, you're going to get that boat out of the water. And get his. And there was some other stuff that he had for a long, long time, and they were going to have to go get it. They were going to have to go in the water. They made their own water park. Instead of taking the kids to a water park, they made their own.
Hmm.
That was interesting. And Uncle Cy doesn't do a whole lot. My favorite, though, was when Uncle Cy won the travel trailer and he fell asleep in it, went back and took a nap. They hooked it up to a truck. It took him out in the woods.
That would be hilarious.
Every episode ends up with them around the table and saying grace and talking about how important family is. And I like that.
That's cool.
It's cool. Yeah, but they don't sugarcoat a whole heck of a lot. But they all have beards. It's cool. And a couple of things. Happy, happy, happy. I want a coffee cup of that on it because that's what Phil says all the time. Happy, happy, happy. And then, or something along the line, this is coffee, Jack, because Uncle Cy says Jack a lot. That's a fact, Jack. It's good stuff. You need to watch it. Good stuff. Anyway, 10 things I bet you didn't know about the Robertson clan. It's bad. I haven't heard anybody really say they don't like it. I'm sure
either.
There are people out there who do not, because it does have to do with hunting. They take them. I mean, they hunt. You can see, they duck hunt and they turkey hunt and that's whatever else. But it's still, who cares? That's what they do down there. Y'all, lighten up.
I duck hunt. I hook up my Nintendo to the TV and play duck hunt.
Don't start. Don't start, man. All right, so Mark Schauer is calling for the raising of the minimum wage to $9.25 an hour, and the governor says, wait a minute, we don't have to do that. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. After CBS News and local news, it is a trifecta, 590 WKZO. It's the trifecta, and it actually truly is a trifecta now because John's here, so that makes three of us.
John McNeil.
John McNeil, yes. I was going to introduce you.
No, that's a good thing.
All right. So John was at the ribbon cutting of the Alamo
Actually, it was an Alamo Draft House. It was a little more than just ribbon cutting.
Really? They did other stuff, too?
They had Michael Madsen there.
Oh, did you get to talk to him?
A little bit. I sort of talked to him as he was standing next to the Jane Fonda mannequin.
Ah.
But he got to they actually popped a cork using a samurai sword.
Oh, there you go.
This is supposedly an old French tradition that would dictate whether or not, you know, the place was going to be a success or not, whether the, you know, cork actually popped or the bottle shattered and everybody made a big mess. If it made a big mess, it'd be a failure. And if the Michael, it was obvious they had not rehearsed this. Because there are a great deal of concern about bloodletting.
Ah, I see.
It was an authentic samurai sword. And so he successfully managed to get the cork out of the bottle. So,
There we go. Well, then it's going to be a success.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So how are the looks of things? Did you like the look of it? You like the way everything kind of is put together?
I think, frankly, I think that it's still a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Tim League told me in our interview, was basically that a little after the conversation we had after the interview, actually, was that they were a little overwhelmed by the size of the rave.
Oh.
When they design from the ground up, they make them more compact because they've got waiters who have to transport food from the kitchen to the theaters, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've ever been in the rave, but
it's huge.
It's huge. It covers several acres. So it's like, you know, he says they were a little overwhelmed by the size of the whole thing. And they have a lot of spaces left on the walls to fill with posters and things.
Ah. Well, that's cool, though.
Yeah.
So this is going to be fun?
Huh?
This is going to be a fun place to
go? It's
going to
be different. Yeah, okay. It's going to be, you know, what's nice about it is they don't restrict themselves to the normal, you know, Hollywood fare. They don't just limit themselves to what's currently on the top 10. They bring in a lot of old films. They bring in a lot of local films. They bring in a lot of eclectic films. They do a lot of things with programming. They, you know, have the regular, you know, Rocky Horror Picture Show kind of thing.
Oh, there you go.
They do a lot of things like that. So it's a lot of programming involved. It's cool. Sort of a movie house for movie lovers.
Oh, sounds good. Well, I know Citizen Kane is coming in December. I may have to go see that again.
Uh-huh. Ooh, yeah.
I love that movie.
And there are a lot of, you know, there are a lot of movies that we've experienced, but we've never experienced them on the big screen.
Yeah, with food. Know.
Yeah, with food.
With food, yeah.
With an addition to having food. So.
Well, I'm looking forward to going down there. And a mutual friend of ours is working there, James Sanford.
So. Yeah, James, old college buddy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he suffered a whiter with the rest of us. I don't know if I'd call it suffering. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. Well, cool. Well, I'm glad. Now, are you going to have stories on it? Or
Yeah, well, I'm in my afternoon piece.
Your thing is going to be on it?
The
All
thing
right.
is going to be on the grand opening.
Cool.
It's you know, it is different down there. They have a, you know, it has different vibe, definitely. Mm-hmm. And you know, the fact that they have a line with about 45, you know, beer taps is Ooh. That makes it really different.
Ooh, I like that kind of different.
Wow, yeah.
So
that's pretty cool.
We got to tour the kitchen. We got to tour, you know, the seats. The movie theaters themselves sort of look like a cross between what you think a movie theater looks like and what a lecture hall in a college looks like.
Oh, wow.
Because they all have, like, these desks in front of them, you know, a place for you to eat off of, you know. And so it's different.
All right. I got to go now.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Well, thanks, John. We appreciate it. I'm glad you had a good time, and I'm glad you didn't break the bottle.
Really.
That would have been bad. Had Michael Madsen come all the way in and oh, crap.
Yeah.
So, all right, John McNeil, WKZO.com news director. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much. That's cool. I can't wait to go.
I hope they bring some Star Trek movies in
there.
That
would be cool, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as long as it's not 1, 3, or 5.
Yeah.
You know, 2, 4, and 6 is good. Do you watch Star Trek, Frank?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you know the movies? Are mm-hmm. you in pretty well agreement that 2, 4, and 6 were better than 1, 3, and 5 ever want to be?
I thought the first one was okay.
Did you?
3 okay. and 5, maybe not.
Okay. My favorite's 4 and very close, followed behind by 6.
Yeah.
But 6 has got my favorite line of all time. I'd pay real money if you just shut up. I love that. With Christopher Plummer spouting off Shakespeare.
Yeah.
So Frank Stride is here. How are you, Frank?
I'm doing great.
I haven't talked to you for a while. What'd you guys,
yeah,
you guys tie up Bob and throw him in the corner or what?
Actually, he's around here doing something. I think he's training some newbie or something.
Oh,
like
there
that.
We go. Fresh meat.
Ooh.
All right, so you've done this before, so you are well prepared with the word and all that good stuff. And I got to tell you, this is kind of vanilla weather.
Yeah, for the short term, basically typical for November kind of stuff.
Yeah, it is kind of. I was when I talked to Elliot this morning, he said the average high is like 44. So we're not that far off.
No, that's right. 46, 47 is what you expect this time of year.
Okay.
It falls toward 44 at the end of the month, and that's about what we're looking at the next couple of days.
Cool.
Mid to high 40s for highs, although it is going to get a little unsettled by Thursday.
Yeah, I don't like unsettled, Frank. That's not a good word.
Yeah, we have actually some unsettled weather coming in, and then behind that, some really cold air moving in.
All right, now look. Well, no, you know, I shouldn't have buzzed him. Because you know what? It's November.
Yeah.
Wait till I gave you the weather word before you buzzed me,
Okay. So, yeah, go ahead and do the weather word.
Yuck.
I'll give you two on that one, big guy, because that's good. Yuck. Yeah, I can deal with yuck.
That's right. But we have one decent day coming up tomorrow before the yuck gets here.
Okay.
Thursday, some clouds and showers around Friday. Some rain at times as the cold front moves in. The wind will pick up. It'll turn windy in the afternoon. And then this weekend, it's going to stink.
Yuck.
It's going to be blustery, really cold as some air moves in straight out of the North Pole here. So we'll be lucky to get in the 30s Saturday. It probably stays in the 20s Sunday.
Now, I think I asked Elliot this, but I want to ask again. Is there any chance of any kind of substantial precipitation with this blast of Arctic air?
Well, I think there will be. There will be some decent rains actually coming up for Friday with the front moving through. And behind that, we're going to start the lake effect machine running.
Oh, boy.
Probably not so much in Kalamazoo itself. Closer to the lake is where you'll see the more significant accumulations. But, yeah, locally, it could be a few inches or more.
I used to tell people, you have no concept of lake effect until you live 4 miles away.
Right.
When I worked at in a previous radio incarnation up in Frankfort, Michigan, we were about 3.5 miles away from Lake Michigan. Man, I'm telling you, lake effect takes on a whole new meaning when you're that close.
Yeah, that's right.
So
I've never seen anything like that because I've never been over close to Lake Erie. But every now and then, one of those lake effect bands sneak over the mountains into State College, and then you get one of these 15-minute blizzards, and you're left with an inch and a half of snow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And then, like, 10 minutes later, the sun comes out.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is really nice. And about 15 minutes later, you get creamed again. So,
yeah,
you know,
most of the time we get that here in State College, that kind of thing happening, but it's the leftovers because we're so far from the lake. And, you know, you get a 2-minute blizzard, and then the ground's whitened, but then it melts.
You must get a pretty good view up there in the AccuWeather Tower, I got to tell you. You know, and they say, hey, look, here it comes, duck. We're leaving now. So,
right.
Well, that you know what, Frank, that's not so bad. I'm going to take back the buzzer. I have to because you know what, we're towards the end of November. This kind of stuff should be expected. I remember years when it started snowing like crazy in October. You know, so this is just seasonal. So, but I do like yuck.
Yeah, it's getting to be the time of year where this kind of thing is going to happen every now and then. So get ready.
Yeah. All right, Frank. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it very much. Have yourself a wonderful day.
Yep. Take care.
Appreciate it. All right, Frank Strait. He's the. He's fulfilling for Bob today because Bob is playing show and tell.
Well, Saturday, if it's going to be blustery, that means I'm going to run a slow time at the turkey trot.
Yeah, you will. The other thing, too, is that most all the semifinal games for high school football are going to be played on Saturday, and they're going to be outdoors, except for in the Superior Dome. Menominee gets to be lucky. They get to play inside. We're going to be at East Kentwood for 40 Central Muskegon. That is going to be a tape delay because of U of M football. So we'll play it back later. But that, yeah, if it's outside, it could favor Portage Central because of the simple fact that that's their game. They play a running game.
Yeah.
Real strong one, too. So, by the way, how would you like to win some money for the holidays?
Oh, I love that.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
All right. All you have to do is text the word deals, DEALS, to 80373 for a chance at winning some cash for the holidays. How simple is that? Seriously, all you got to do is text the word deals, DEALS, to 80373, and you'll have a shot at winning some money for the holidays. And everybody can use some money for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you do that, too. I want to remind you, Red Arrow VFW Post, 1527, good people over there, putting on a dinner tomorrow from 6 to 7 p.m. for all of those who have lost power and like a hot meal, maybe a warm place to hang out for a few hours. It's a great place. Meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and gravy with coleslaw and dessert. How about them apples?
Sounds good.
Maybe they'll have apples. I don't know. But it's the cost is just $6 and that's to just cover costs. And you can also feel free to stay for the live band at 7:30 for only $5. It's at 1920 East Kilgore Service Road next to the Country Inn and Suites. Trust me, it says just look for the VFW sign. We were talking earlier. There's a tank in the yard, okay? Trust me, you'll find it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, come on down. You know, we're going to have a good time. We are going to have a good time. So, sounds like fun. All right, so Mark Showers, the Democratic candidate for governor. He wants to raise the minimum wage to $9.25 an hour, not only in over a three-year period. He doesn't want to just, you know. But the thing this is that he wants to automatically tie future increases to inflation, making hiking the 740 right now a top priority if he's elected governor next year. That's what he wants to do. You're pensive again. You have something.
Oh, no. I was just looking at you. That was it.
He's Governor Rick Snyder. However, has snapped back and said, quote, "We are better than having people work full-time and live in poverty, especially when they're raising kids." Now, what that means, I'm not quite sure.
I don't know what that means either.
He said it could pose real challenges. Now, again, Mark Schauer wants to raise the minimum wage to $8 at first, then $8.60, then $9.25 over the 3 years. And governor's office pointed out that Michigan's minimum wage is already higher than the federal government, and arguing there are better ways of boosting the economy without risking job loss, which is what, and I'm going to say this, is that it happens all the time. Anytime the mention is made of raising the minimum wage, the business community gets their panties in a knot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Oh, it's going to cost jobs. Oh, my God. You know, all you have to do is bring it up, and they go nuts. Oh, I can't believe this. This is crazy. Oh, I don't want to do it. Now, the governor's office does say, and using the quoting fingers, this is a policy area that requires careful consideration and may have unintended consequences. Translate that into businesses are going to fire people.
Yeah.
Okay? The governor is going to stay focused on creating an environment for more and better jobs and the resulting economic growth that leads to increased wages. Seriously? You're going to leave it up to business people to do this? I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah,
here.
I wouldn't do that.
You know, there are so many other unique, innovative, and or real ways the governor and administration are helping address the environment around this issue, too. This translates into, no, we don't want to raise it. I think it's going to become an issue. And if indeed Governor Snyder and Mark Schauer happen to butt heads in the election coming up in 2014, this is going to become a major issue.
Yes, it is.
It is, you know, and it's going to be interesting to see how the parties, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, position themselves to back up what their candidate is saying. So, you know, because we want nuts and bolts stuff, and that's the thing. And, you know, Governor Snyder has been over backwards trying to get Michigan businesses back in, you know, businesses back into Michigan, strengthening Michigan businesses and whatnot. And at the same time, Mark Schauer is saying that, you know what, we need to raise the minimum wage because the $9.25 per hourly rate would give low-wage workers the same buying power as 1968.
So, we have one traffic update
for
you.
Oh, really now?
Yes. The light is still out at Riverview and Gull Road, so treat that as a four-way stop.
I think that's going to be out for a while because, you know, the Parchment Public Schools don't have power. So I'm guessing down there they don't have power either.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So the just a reminder, the light at Gull and Riverview out, and you know, four-way stop is a four-way stop. That I don't forget what lesson it was in driver's ed, but come on. you gotta do that. So anyway, getting back to this will become an issue. This will become an issue on the stump. This is going to be something that everyone's going to have to deal with. And if you're a candidate, you know, whether somebody can't, you know, somebody challenges the governor in a Republican primary or Schauer gets somebody, and I doubt that's going to happen because he's been the candidate for a while. This is going to be a campaign issue, especially when the Democratic candidate says this is going to be a priority if I become governor.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll see what happens. Hey, Brian, what's up? Brian,
hello.
You there? There he is.
Hey, how are you doing?
All right, man, what's up?
Hey, I think this is just a gimmick for the Democrats to buy votes. You know, elect me and I'm going to raise your pay. That's all it is.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how he's going to. Don't you have to have, don't you, like, have to get legislative approval for this?
Well, I guess he'd gamble on getting the majority of the Democrats back in the legislature. That'd be the only way.
You know, he may be taking a calculated risk here because he figures that, people are going to have long memories and they're going to remember all of the bad things that happened during the lame duck session, a.k.a. right to work and other stuff. And I'm wondering if, you know, if that's going to be in play again, too, with both parties. You know, I mean, it's going to be a long time. It's going to be over a year after that happens. But you've got to wonder, as a voter, because you're a voter, Brian, are you going to remember that stuff over a year from now?
Oh, I'm for the right to work, so that's not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
But just figuring out how...
One problem with that is I think that if somebody's going to... If the union represent them, they need to be a member.
Okay.
If somebody doesn't join, then they shouldn't be represented. That's pretty common sense, but... Yeah, I think
common sense? You're talking common sense in the government? What, are you kidding?
Yeah. Well, any politician, really.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you look at our president, right?
All of them, all 536 of them, plus all the cabinet people and everything else.
But this is the minimum wage deal is just a ploy to, you know, hey, elect me and I'll give you higher wages. Whether it's true or not, you know, it's just like President Obama and, hey, you can keep your health care insurance.
Yeah, that's a good example to bring up, and then backtracking and whatnot. I guess, and thanks, Brian. We appreciate it. Have a good day. Thanks for listening, too,
care.
By the way. I'm curious as to if he's in – I mean, he was in the legislature, Schauer was.
Mm-hmm.
Does he know the process? Can he make that kind of a promise without having, you know, backing on it? That's the thing. I mean, I would love to be able to raise the minimum wage. Yeah, but do you have the oomph to put forth? You know, that's the thing.
I would hope he would.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a brief look at what's going on sports-wise here tonight and whatnot. It is the Trifecta 590 WKZO. All right, 590 WKZO, just ahead of CBS News and local news at 4 o'clock. Red Wings tonight versus Nashville. You can hear it on 1660 The Fan beginning at 7:10. Ken Cal and Paul Woods and all that good stuff. So, yeah, fun, huh? Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to connect with CBS and hopefully talk with Jill Schlesinger coming up next hour about the stock market and why is it going crazy? Going towards 16,000? Is it going to break the 16,000 mark or whatnot? So, and we're going to talk about the Michigan Education Association again. They're back in the news. We'll talk about that after 4 o'clock. It's Michael. It's Jim's Trifecta. It's 590 WKZO.
Trifecta continues after CBS News and Kalamazoo's news from the WKZO.com newsroom on 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.